The Triplets in the Cave. Have you ever wondered what life in a Buddhist temple is like? Each one is different, but the same three things are the main focus for residents of most Buddhist temples. These three things are so interwoven that, although they may each seem like distinct functions at first glance, each is only separated from the other by a very fine line. Those fine lines disappear altogether upon closer examination. I hope that becomes a little clearer after you read these, and I hope that you enjoy them. Thank you for reading, and thank you for clicking the backlinks. Be well. Love, Tenzin. P.S. As always, if you find these weekly bits bothersome, let me know and I'll stop sending them to you. If you find the reading at all enjoyable, please, it literally takes only seconds, click one or more or all of the highlighted backlinks following this paragraph. This simple process is completely without risk, cost, or difficulty. All it does is bring you to the site that is highlighted. Each click is a big help in pushing Fearless Puppy up in the Google rankings. Whether you browse the sites or close the windows immediately, your help has been delivered when you click. Thank you. Fearless Puppy website blog. Fearless Puppy on American Road / Amazon page. Reincarnation through Common Sense / Amazon page. Fearless website. Chanting, breathing, meditation. Ancient incantations provide psychic transportation to a place that is both path and destination. These incantations combine with patience and consistency to nourish every journey, even on the most difficult roads. There is no past or future here, only security in the present tense. No tension. There is no danger from any previous trip or the next one while on this voyage. All of you is on this singularly directed road. All of you. Rhythmic musical designs jumpstart primeval forces. Ancient wisdoms resurface daily, cementing intelligence to itself. Warm and safe from interferences, the mind builds tools for clearances of obstacles that are then erased from history. It's no mystery. It is a well-known path shared by millions before you who have passed out of life but come back to adore you when you are chanting. Perseverance required. Meditation, chanting, breathing. We each own the only key to the door that grants entrance to mind, entrance to thoughts that are coarse or kind. We also own the door. It is our house. No one, no thing, can enter without our permission. Vigilance and diligent practice are our locksmiths. Our house is not secure without these. While experiencing meditation's medication, limitless expanses of universe meet molecular particles seamlessly and seemingly endlessly. Though we are printed on so many pages and grow through a million stages, we are a single entity disguised as uncountable faces and places. Each face and place is well equipped through a series of graces to maximize function in spaces that range from broad stars to mere atomic traces. All of us are within each one of us. The sensations of hearing color and touching sound abound. The most touching sounds trip emotional triggers earlessly as they fearlessly anchor an eerie yet centering effect. All selves connect in unity, traversing dimensions with impunity. Meditation's maximum effect abides where all secrets reside, in the breath. If you want your body and mind to meet, baby-like breathing's what you need to repeat. Breathing, meditation, chanting. Breathe like a baby. You will hear the wordless lullaby of a mother's rocking arms. Babies feel both universal and personal mother's charms. It's the same air without as the air that's within. Babies don't get hung up on small things like skin. Sit still for long enough, the air will breathe you. Silently fill the breath to its greatest depth. To sit longer is to become stronger. When breath hears its own heartbeat, we find something rare, as life becomes aware of the care we are giving it. This beat cannot come apart. This heart cannot be broken. There will never be a breaking in the rhythm it is taking from the effort you are making on its behalf. Increased internal calm sees obstacles as dissolving pollution. Dismay finds absolution as the breath rides its wealth to the perfect self that has always been waiting with anticipation for its liberation. Treasures are uncovered when better instincts are mothered back into existence. No stressful resistance to evil is required once the strength of that evil is disarmed and denied by the flow of the life force, balanced inward and out, to the place where a nest egg of harmony shout to become you, again. How odd that so many of our confusions can find their corrections, find their solutions, in the simplest and most basic concept since death, in the sweet loving flow of a young baby's breath. Watching a baby breathe can teach us how to be an adult. not sucking in or pushing out, but balanced and flowing, constantly growing in levels of knowing grace. Knowing grace is in the place that it is supposed to be, inside of you and inside of me. A week in the cave. Impenetrable domain. Solid rock. Solitude's fortress. Thoughts and emotions have emptiness as their only company. The first day is not as silent as you might think it would be. But soon the invading noises of bats, jungle, and ocean blend in flurried motion to become a deep internal silence that negates commotion as disturbing isolation transforms itself into comforting meditation. Manufactured realities melt into amorphous ecstasies and play havoc in the shadows. Isolation breeds clarity. Clarity breeds an intelligence that blends with memory to recall connections to people, places, things, emotions, events, everything. Soon memory fades as presence takes over, accompanied by knowledge with no fixed focal point. Neither concrete word nor abstract thought can say what this knowledge knows. Attempts to describe concepts so far beyond words bring a sense of irony that turns to laughter. That laughter may be as close as a human can get to defining these mysterious concepts with sound. This type of knowledge, once accepted and embraced, leads to a tranquility of mind. A calmer mind uncovers a more intensified depth of mental clarity. This clarity welcomes a surprisingly potent peace. This peace announces that it has always been within and always will be. It doesn't need to arrive. It needs to be recognized. And now, thanks to the magic of undistracted attention, it has. This could happen in your bedroom or even your bathroom, couldn't it? We have been led astray through ignorance to find a split in our own being. There was from the very beginning no need for the struggle between finite and the infinite. The peace we were seeking has been there all the time. D.T. Suzuki. Many thanks to our wonderful friends at Pima Boutique Hotel for their help and support. The books Fearless Puppy on American Road and Reincarnation Through Common Sense by the same author are also available through Amazon or the Fearless Puppy website, where there are sample chapters from those books. Entertaining TV/radio interviews with and newspaper articles about the author are also available there. There is no charge for anything but the complete books. All author profits from book sales will be donated to help sponsor an increase in the number of wisdom professionals on Earth, beginning with but certainly not limited to Buddhist monks and nuns. If you missed the introduction to the new book that will be titled Temple Dog Soldier, or would like to see several chapters of it that are available for free online, go to the Puppy website blog section. This is a book in progress. You will be reading it as it is being created. Just like you, I don't know what the next chapter is going to be about until it is written. As the intro will tell you, this is a totally true story and probably the only book ever written by and about a corpse journeying completely around the world.